This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Listeners to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of good information about you and your health. The show is streamlined through MyVillageGreen.com, so make sure that you go on MyVillageGreen.com and look at the previous shows and this show. Look for this show. Visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health. They carry a superior supplement line from many manufacturers and also take a good look at Village Green's own pathway products. Now, we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and do tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Wilma McFadden on personal training. They will talk about myths, facts, and guidelines. And today's guest is going to be Kristen Jorgensen. We will be discussing the Menami brand and Garden of Life. We're going to talk about omega-3 and omega-6, the imbalances and the need for balance. We'll discuss cardio health, mental health, behavior and learning, pregnancy and breastfeeding, and we'll cover immunity and inflammation as well. Now, just a little bit of an overview about omega-3 fatty acids. Most of you have heard about omega-3s and omega-6s, and omega-3 fatty acids come from plants and from fish and fish sources. And the fish that are high in omega-3 EPA and DHA consume algae that are high in EPA and DHA. And the green plants for us are very useful in omega-3 fatty acids. We also benefit from the consumption of beans and nuts. Most people are not aware that beans and nuts are extremely important in trying to secure the best omega-3 intake that you can. Now, omega-6 fatty acids are found in vegetables and especially in corn oil, soy. Now, omega-6s are important in that we need them as part of hormone production. We need them as part of development in infants. But when they're excessive, we're going to have more inflammation, and we will cover this on the show. Now, currently, the U.S. intakes of omega-3 EPA and DHA are among the lowest in the world. There is a low conversion also from the plant source ALA, which were the plants, the greens, the beans, the nuts, to essential fatty acids EPA and DHA. And what this means is some people do not convert well. We know that's true of cats. This is why cats are carnivores. And cats cannot do well on, say, flax seeds. Humans can do well on flax seeds, other nuts, beans. We can do well on that as a source if we convert well. And often you may not know. So we recommend both sources in the diet and in supplements. Now, what are blockers to the absorption and utilization of these good omega-3 fatty acids? Margarine and trans fats, number one. Huge blockers. Low-fat diets. And many people assume that a low-fat diet is a good diet. What you want is to avoid the bad fats, which are deep-fried foods, hydrogenated oils, and excessive omega-3 intake, while including the good fats, omega-9, we call them the Mediterranean oils, avocado oil, olive oil, so omega-9 fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids, which we are discussing right now. Another blocker to the absorption and utilization of fatty acids includes bile acid sequestrants. And many of those are taken to either control diarrhea or lower cholesterol. But in doing so, we get fat malabsorption. And these fats are important to every aspect of development and function, from vision and brain to hormones, skin, hair, immunity, cardiovascular, etc. And we will cover more on the show. Where are the highest needs for omega-3s? Pre-pregnancy, which is fertility, prenatal, infancy, children, adults, and the elderly. I could have made that shorter. Every single person, 6 months prior to being conceived, and until they leave the earth. Testing, we use a red blood cell membrane test, and we look for something called elevated DPA. It is not easy to measure the omega-3, omega-6, omega-9 fatty acids. And the recommendations, we will discuss anywhere from 500 to 3,000 milligrams of omega-3s. We'll get more specific in the show. What are the functions of omega-3s? Cell membrane structure, brain and neurological development, cognition, IQ, if we want to say it better, vision development and vision function, mood and behavior, neurological function, fertility and reproduction, hormones, cardiovascular immunity, it's anti-inflammatory, and epithelial health, the health of the skin and the mucous membranes. We forget that we have skin inside of our body. The skin changes in the mouth and goes through the body and comes out the other end, and it's called mucous membranes. They have important roles in protecting us and in absorption, preventing the uptake of toxins, but also in absorbing nutrients. So the mucous membranes are extremely important. Now, let's talk about the history. Every once in a while, a discovery comes along that changes everything about the way we see the world. And in the early 16th century, Nicholas Copernicus had such a moment when he discovered that the Earth was not the center of the universe. And I think that the discovery of the importance of the omega-3 fatty acids and omega-6 and their balance is a fundamental change in the way that we think about food. Now, thinking about this, since 1909, according to the USDA, Americans have more than doubled their daily intake of omega-6s from about 7 grams to around 18 grams. 100 years ago, heart disease was much less common in this country. And over the past century, though heart disease has risen in tandem with our increasing intake of these seed fats or omega-6s, according to the American Heart Association, so have neurological disorders. And that includes developmental delays, apraxia, speech delays, dyslexia, ADHD. When you stop and think about the exponential increase in our children in these disorders, it's frightening. None of these are singular causes. There are no singular causes. It's total load. And part of that total load is not having the omega-3, omega-6 fatty acid balance that is critical to brain development, vision development, speech, learning, language, etc. And the other part of it is that we have a lot of antagonists. We have 85,000 environmental chemicals. These are man-made chemicals. Only 200 have been evaluated. Their safety is unknown because testing is not required. So let's take a look at some of the current studies on the omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids and what they tell us. The coronary heart disease myocardial infarction study, and the title is The Usefulness of Omega-3 Fatty Acids and the Prevention of Coronary Heart Disease. And this was a systematic review of published studies assessing different types of omega-3 fatty acid interventions and cardiovascular outcomes. And the evidence suggests that the intake of fish oil that contains EPA and DHA and the consumption of fish have roles to play in the secondary prevention of coronary heart disease. Now, they went over 14 randomized clinical trials. And I think the findings are important. The ALA trials, and that is looking at omega-3 from plant and bean sources, and most people are familiar with that as flaxseed, ground flaxseeds and flaxseed oil. The ALA trials involving supplementation or dietary intake of ALA demonstrated reduction in sudden death and non-fatal myocardial infarction. So both omega-3 fatty acids from fish and fish oils and from the ALA sources were very important. Blood pressure study. Heart transplant patients received either 4 grams of omega-3 fatty acids daily or what they called a placebo, corn oil. And corn oil really wasn't a placebo in this. It pushed omega-6, and naturally, the group that was on omega-3 had far better stabilization of their blood pressure. And omega-3 fatty acid in boys with behavior and learning issues. This was 96 boys between 6 and 12, and those that had lower omega-3 fatty acid concentrations in their blood, red blood cell membrane, what happened to them is that they had more behavior issues, and those that had more sufficient levels had fewer behavior issues. And we'll talk much more about that. Lung cancer, omega-3s given to non-small cell lung cancer patients improve their outcome, and it goes along with the treatments, the traditional treatments for that condition. So I wish we could talk more right now, but we want to get to our speaker. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. I'm your host for today, and we are brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from enzymatic therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we both try to bring you a wide variety of great information all about you and your health. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in next Sunday for Kevin's discussion with Wilma McFadden on personal training, myths, facts, and guidelines. You're going to love it. Now, today's guest is Kristen Jorgensen, and we will be talking with her about omega-3 and omega-6 balance. You have heard us discuss this on the program from time to time, but we're really going to carve into this subject and discuss the reason we need balance with omega-3 and omega-6. And I just want to tell you a little bit about Kristen. She spent the last 5 years pioneering the Menami line in the United States. She holds a master's in teaching and is a certified nutritional consultant. And through regular speaking engagements over the last decade, Kristen has educated thousands of people on nutrition as it relates to mental and emotional health, child development, women's health, and more. And those are the subjects we're going to cover. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Thank you, Dana. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you. And I gave a little bit about your background and mentioned the omega-3 and omega-6 balance. Could we start off with a discussion of why we need balance and where we are imbalanced in this culture?
Absolutely. Yes. Well, so everyone's now hearing more and more every day, I'd say, through the media about and through any kind of health documentation about essential fatty acids. And what's meant by essential fatty acids is the fatty acids that we absolutely must get from our environment. Our bodies do not manufacture these fatty acids. And they happen to be two very specific categories of fatty acids, and those are omega-3s and omega-6s. And interestingly enough, those two categories are very much responsible for the production of many biologically active substances in the body. Basically, they're responsible for just about every basic system in our body, every basic to every very complicated system in our body. So without balance, we have imbalance, and it shows up in a variety of ways. So the threes, the omega-3 fatty acids, are ones that we would get from plants. So anything, mostly green things, have a good amount of alpha-linolenic acid in them, as well as flax seeds and green leaf vegetables. Purslane is a very good source. Some nuts and seeds, so walnuts, are another good source of alpha-linolenic acid. We'll call it ALA for short. And a lot of people have a lot of confusion because they think, well, if I eat these and I take flax oil, am I getting enough omega-3? And the truth is, maybe you are, but most likely you aren't. And that's because of the omega-6s that we take in on a daily basis in great abundance, especially in the western part of the world. And so omega-6s primarily we get from seed oils. So that would be primarily soybean oil and sunflower, corn, sesame, peanut. So you would imagine going to a restaurant and getting a great deal of omega-6 fatty acids through those particular oils that are used in cooking and for flavoring agents.
Well, they're also the inexpensive oils. So
very much so.
They've been in, it's been, I guess, since the 50s that we have had this push on omega-6s and depleted or diminished our omega-3 intake.
That's right. That's right. People sort of started to stray away from eating seafood and taking that yummy cod liver oil that a lot of people grew up with. And then there was a very large push to replace a lot of the saturated fatty acids that people were ingesting with polyunsaturated fats, omega-6, or plant oils, thinking that this would eradicate or at least reduce some of the cardiovascular disease and risk factors that were becoming such a huge issue. And what we saw and what we're still seeing is that did not work.
Well,
in fact,
I don't know if you remember, but I remember when there were ads showing people drinking corn oil, and this was touted as something that everyone should do. And the sad part of this, it wasn't that we didn't have the information. We certainly had information back then. And I always like to put the plug in about the problems with trans fatty acids and their blocking of these good omega-3s. So we had a double whammy going on since the 40s and 50s.
Right. Right.
Well, what happens when we have too much omega-6?
Well, so specifically what the threes and the sixes do, them both to be in balance, because we need them to sort of both have an appropriate reaction in our bodies. And so what we see with too much omega-6 fatty acid is too much, quite simply, too much inflammation. Because the metabolites, or what actually becomes of these omega-6 fatty acids in our bodies, are these different substances or biologically active, sort of almost kind of like a hormonal response in the body, which we call eicosanoids. And eicosanoids there are a couple different kinds of eicosanoids, and one that people are probably most familiar with, because it's the one that's most closely associated with pain, is prostaglandins. So you've probably heard about prostaglandins if you have an inflammatory disorder or if you suffer with chronic pain, which go hand in hand. And prostaglandins are responsible for the majority of the cellular response to inflammation. So inflammatory reactions, again, pain, some hormone synthesis. So that would be specifically one that's very important for cardiovascular health, which we call prostacyclin. And that has to do with blood viscosity and dilation of blood vessels. So this is a very, very important biological response in the body that is, again, provoked by omega-6 fatty acids toward an inflammatory response.
And now, that inflammatory response is like a fire that leads to the cardiovascular problems, brain problems, learning problems, behavior problems in pregnancy, immunity, joints, autoimmunity. A lot of people aren't aware of how widespread the inflammatory response is.
That's right. That's right. And it's like a fire. That's a great way to put it, because it doesn't quit. It's very hard to put out. I've also heard people refer to it as the SWAT team, because the omega-6 fatty acid reaction, these reactions are actually very, very vital. They're very important. If you have a cut on your skin somewhere and you see a slight, you see some inflammation around it, that's actually assisting. That's actually, a signal to heal. And when you get a common cold, sometimes that's your body is fighting. So this inflammatory response is actually quite natural and can be appropriate. The problem is we keep feeding our bodies these inflammatory fatty acids without the balance of the anti-inflammatory fatty acids. We have a SWAT team or a fire that will not quit. Therefore, our bodies are overreacting, and they're actually attacking our own tissue and our own cells. So this is where we have a lot of a chronic disease, a lot of low-grade chronic disease that a lot of people aren't even aware that they have, and a lot of people are very aware that they have. So we also see various overlapping diseases in the same person. It's a very real very unfortunate, I'd say, direction. But luckily, we're understanding more and more.
Well, since cardiovascular seems to be a major concern, certainly for both men and women, let's talk a little bit about the omega-3s and their importance in cardiovascular health.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've got, let's specifically we're going to talk about the omega-3s, EPA and DHA. And those are the ones that are should be most prominent in the supplements that we take, EPA and DHA, because a lot of the research is pointing us to, again, higher concentrations of those particular fatty acids to really make an impact. All right, so a lot of people are taking a fish oil, but they're taking something that may not be very concentrated with these particular fatty acids, so they may not be getting the pronounced balancing benefits that they would if they were taking a little bit more. So what we know, if we were to kind of add up all the research done on EPA, because now, the research keeps sort of being teased further and further apart and getting a lot more specific. It used to be on fish oil, and now we're looking at research on specific ratios and concentrations of EPA and DHA. So if we were to talk about EPA for a moment, what we would want you to understand in terms of keywords about EPA is circulatory, okay, active, competitive, mobile. So when you think about EPA, you can think about blood, all right? So EPA is sort of mobile. It gets around. It moves around the body. It's very active. And it helps to promote, healthy circulation, consequently a healthy heart. That's one of the issues with heart disease is a lack of circulation, issues with blood viscosity, issues with inflammation within the arteries and the blood vessels that creates a blockage or a slowing of the proper blood flow. But EPA's metabolites, again, it actually has very specific substances that it creates in the body. Again, prostaglandins are one, thromboxanes are another, and leukotrienes are another. And these are all having to do with inflammation and the body's response to inflammation. So this also greatly affects our immune function. So EPA has a great and a very direct effect on our immune function. But back to cardiovascular health. A lot of the research that we see now is actually very much connected with EPA because of the circulatory and anti-inflammatory properties that EPA tends to show us. EPA also really competes against what becomes of too much omega-6 in the body, which is a high level of arachidonic acid.
I love this subject, and I want to emphasize it. So what we'll do, Kristen, is in the next segment, let's start off with this competition and the information on arachidonic acid. For those of you who have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and then we're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information on omega-3s, their importance, and balance with omega-6.
MegaFood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. MegaFood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. MegaFood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Group. Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, bringing you a wide variety of information all about your health. We're here every Sunday, don't forget us, 10 a.m., and tune in next Sunday to hear Kevin discuss with Wilma McFadden, personal training, the myths, facts, and guidelines. Now, today's guest is Kristen Jorgensen, and she is with Menami Brands, and we're talking about omega-3 and omega-6, and Menami Brand is partnered with Garden of Life. Now, we've been talking about the need for balance between omega-3 and omega-6, and that we have too much omega-6, which is mostly found in vegetables and especially corn and soy oil, and not enough of the omega-3, which is found in nuts, beans, seeds, and fish and fish oils, egg yolks, if they're high omega-3 egg yolks. So we're trying to encourage people to get more omega-3 relative to omega-6, which puts us back to a natural balance. And Kristen was describing some of the competitions and discussing EPA and DHA, the omega-3 fatty acids, and we brought up that term arachidonic acid. So let's describe arachidonic acid and its influence.
Well, Dana, arachidonic acid is again, inflammatory in nature. It is necessary, especially in a developing baby, So that's something that is sort of hard to believe after we've sort of, I think, cursed its name, that we actually do need a certain amount of arachidonic acid, especially babies, especially individuals with any kind of a skin issue. So eczema or psoriasis issues we'd want to have arachidonic acid levels checked. The problem is that most people, again, in the Western world, have very high levels of arachidonic acid in their blood and their tissue. And what this tends to lead to is excessive inflammation, right? So whether it manifests itself in joint pain or, again, risk factors for cardiovascular disease or cardiovascular disease itself, we now know that depression is highly, highly rooted in inflammation, which is a very, very interesting and I think helpful finding. So we also know that children now are unfortunately swimming in inflammation. And that's one of the things that I was very aware of in my background as a school teacher, that I saw, you know, my students that had several manifestations of deficiency and excess that were going to affect them for their entire lifetime. And so this is a very serious imbalance, and it's probably our number one public health issue. It is our number one public health issue because it leads to everything else. So arachidonic acid, again, in the appropriate quantities and the appropriate balance with our other essential fatty acids that we must get from our environment, the threes, that 3-6 balance means an appropriate inflammatory response. And what that also equals is an appropriate immune response. And typically what that also points to is a balanced mood, the ability to focus, concentrate, sleep well, and just basically feel well. So this balance is very, very important, and there are several ways to achieve it.
Let's focus on both diet and supplements, because it seems as if Western culture individuals who have been exposed to hydrogenated oils, trans fatty acids, and a declining quality diet since the 40s and 50s. We have higher needs for omega-3s based on the multiple generations that ate poorly and, in fact, were encouraged to consume hydrogenated oils, margarines, the trans fats, only to find out those have been blockers and they take the place in the brain of the essential fatty acids, and they promote inflammation, heart disease, cancer, infertility, reproduction. So let's talk about diet and how we can achieve balance, and with supplements as well. So let's talk about diet first, Kristen.
Very good. Well, I always say, I have a lot of people ask me, how much EPA should I be taking? How much DHA should I be taking? With great concern. And my first answer is, number one, improve the quality of fats that we take in. So we have to look at our entire diet before we get hooked and before we depend solely on supplementation. Exactly as you say, Dana, we've got to look at our entire diet. And so we've got to improve the quality of fats that we take in. So I the first thing that I think of as someone who travels very often is restaurant food, okay? So if we know that the quality of fats, the quality of oil that is being used in restaurants is poor, then the first thing that I think that we should be doing is reducing the amount of times per week that we are going out to eat, or changing the choices that we make in terms of where we go and what we order when we get there, okay? So very simply, increasing the quality of fats that we take in, so reducing the trans fats, reducing the poor quality seed oils that are, again, giving us a high amount of omega-6 fatty acids, making different choices when we go out to eat. But the people I would say that probably are going to have the most benefit are the people that cook at home, because they have absolute control over the quality of fat that they're using when they're cooking their own food.
I'm glad you mentioned the restaurants, because yes, most people don't think of that. And if they focus, as you said, on restaurants that pay attention to healthy foods, that use organic, local produce, and grass-fed animals.
Right.
Such an important point, because the corn-fed beef have much more inflammatory chemicals, if we want to call them that, or agents in their flesh. And when we consume that, we take on that inflammation, as compared to eating animals that have been free-range, grass-fed. Their fatty acids in their tissues are more like fish.
Right. More fluid. Healthier. Yes.
I like the term more fluid.
Yeah. fluidity, right? That's our key word. And,
yes.
And I like that too. I like that word as well, because I think it describes exactly what essential fatty acids, that's their role in our body, is very simply to increase fluidity in our cell membranes. But this is also strength. So this is supple yet strong. Right, so we want an increase in the strength, yet we want an increase in the fluidity. But one thing that I thought to mention is that a lot of people think that they're doing themselves a great favor by ordering salads instead of ordering a main course. And one thing that we can really, really do is, and you know, call me uncouth, but bring your own salad dressing. Because when you get that salad dressing in a restaurant, unless it's a fine restaurant that's making their own dressings, it's all seed oil. It's all poor quality oil and sodium and other additives that are sort of erasing erasing the health benefits of the salad very well, very likely. Basically increasing plants, decreasing poor quality dairy products, poor quality animal products, increasing, as you said, grass-fed meats, and high quality fish, right, from good sources. And everybody's got a list in every single hemisphere, every single region of the world. In the United States, there is one for the Mid-Atlantic on these species of fish that are the healthiest to eat, that are the most sustainable and the lowest in toxicity.
Well, let's give a few hints, because I like people to be able to walk away from the show and that day be able to do something different. So what fish, we know, I've told listeners before, the steak fish, the big old fish, the tuna,
right,
blue sword, et cetera, have the most toxins. The healthiest tuna, which means it just has less toxins, is the light tuna, not albacore and not regular, because the light tuna comes from a tuna that's young. But what would be the good choices, not just what we avoid?
Well, Alaskan salmon is one good choice. And again, smaller fish species have a lower toxic accumulation. So,
like sardines.
Sardines and anchovies are very high in omega-3 fatty acids. The ones with the little bones in them are wonderful for calcium. It's one of the best sources of calcium that you can get. But I don't have that list in front of me right now.
Well, you've hit on main ones, and one of the problems we have is we don't have an organic standard. So
right,
we encourage people to make sure when they shop at a health food grocery store that they ask about the fish. Farm-raised is a problem if it's regular, but there are farm-raised with organic techniques. It takes a lot of questioning, doesn't it?
It sure does, and a lot of research. But there are actually some great resources out there and some very, very educated people who really specialize in this very subject. So it pays to do your research, do your homework.
And the Environmental Working Group is one of the good groups to contact, EWG.org. That's the Environmental Working Group, and they are working for us. I just wanted to remind you, if you're tuning in, folks, you're listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're having an interesting discussion with Kristen Jorgensen. We're talking about omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, their importance, and we just got over talking about the diet, and we will talk about supplements as well. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarte from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarte provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarte is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information. Tune in next Sunday at 10 AM. We're always here at 10 AM on Sunday. And listen to Kevin's discussion with Wilma McFadden talking about personal training, the myths, facts, and guidelines. Now, today's guest is Kristen Jorgensen. She's with Menami Brands, and they are partnered with Garden of Life. We have been talking about omega-3 and omega-6, the need for balance. We talked about cardio health. We'd like to cover mental health, learning behavior, pregnancy and breastfeeding. So we're going to try to cover as much as we can and try to answer some of the questions about how much EPA or DHA do I need, which Kristen mentioned many people ask. The first thing Kristen advised was clean up the diet, get rid of the bad fats, the deep fried fats, the hydrogenated oils, and a lot of the corn and soy oils, and go toward the omega-3s, the beans, the seeds, the nuts, some of the green plants that have them, egg yolks, and of course, fish and fish oils. So let's take it from here. Let's start with pregnancy and breastfeeding.
Let's start at the beginning, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The very beginning. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about when we talk about omega-3s, because it's I'd say probably the most essential, and again, it's the foundation of an entire life. So what's really important is that pregnant women understand that the diet that they have, even before they even think about getting pregnant, is very, very important. So as we know, women in this country are very, very rich in arachidonic acid. They actually, we as a culture, take in a lot of arachidonic acid from the omega-6 that we're eating, whether it's, again, those seed oils and processed foods or restaurant cooking, or a lot of dairy products and animal products and low quality food. Not a lot of fish, not a lot of vegetables, you know, not a lot of the things that provide omega-3 fatty acids. So if we're already starting with a high level of inflammatory fatty acids in the body, in order to properly carry a child or to carry a child to a healthy child, it's really important that women have an abundance of DHA, which is one of those omega-3 fatty acids that we get from fish and from algae. So DHA, you can think of it as a building block. It's foundation. And without that, if pregnant women don't have that in their reserves, so that would have to be reserves in the brain. So they've got to have leftovers. They've got to have not only enough for themselves and for their proper working of their body, but enough to hand off to their child. And so that's a very, very important necessary building block for the proper development of the central nervous system in the baby, the vision in the baby, okay, how that baby will forever respond to environmental allergens, okay, and inflammation. So it's really important that entire pregnancy and the first 5 years of life that mom is supplementing with DHA throughout her pregnancy up to a year or two following, because she loses all of her nutrients to her child throughout the pregnancy, especially in that third trimester.
You know, this is such a critical point, and I'm wondering if the mother losing some of her DHA is what we call pregnancy brain. A lot of women refer to the forgetfulness that occurs in pregnancy.
Well, that's a perfect thing to talk about, because DHA as a building block for the brain is actually highly, highly, it's been very, very much connected with memory. So a lot of the neurological issues or the degradation of neurons as we age, which result in a loss of memory, is very much attributed to DHA. So that would make a lot of sense if a woman during pregnancy is being basically robbed, for good reason, of her DHA reserves, that her memory would suffer. Because it is a building block, and it actually has a lot to do with our brain chemicals, the way that our neurons communicate with each other, neurotransmitters. So without DHA, you know, we're definitely going to have some manifestations. We're going to have some issues with memory, in some cases mood. A lot of women suffer with depression during pregnancy, and very much so following the birth of their child, because they're very much depleted of this particular fatty acid.
Yeah, most people aren't aware of how important, and I think you honed in on it really well. What about, we talked about pregnancy and the mother's effect, the omega-3 DHA effect in vision and brain development, and breastfeeding, the importance in breastfeeding.
There have been several clinical studies done that looked at children that were breastfed and the level of DHA in that breast milk and what effect it had on their IQ five, 6 years later. And there was absolutely a correspondence with children who had mothers who had higher levels of DHA in their breast milk, and not only their intelligence, but their visual acuity. And I'm sure that just in that same realm, I'm sure that you know there were less issues with allergic reactions and allergies and just other things that we're seeing that are very common these days. So whether it's a culture that takes in more omega-3 through eating more seafood, or women that are supplementing.
Excellent. Excellent advice. And as far as omega-3, give us some brands and dosage ranges.
Well, experts are now recommending anywhere from 2 to 300 milligrams or more of DHA for a pregnant woman. That would be per day, especially during the third trimester. That's when baby is really rapidly developing and really dependent on the reserves that mom has hopefully laid down before this time comes. So 2 to 300 milligrams a day is, again, I think a conservative number, but that's what we have to go on, because in this country, obviously, we don't really have anything yet in the way of standards for pregnancy and omega-3 recommendations. However, the American Heart Association and latest omega-3 summit, worldwide omega-3 summit, both are recommending now 1,000 milligrams EPA plus DHA for people in this country every day. So we're seeing higher levels being recommended, and that obviously has to do with the recognition of all of these inflammatory issues, in most cases overlapping, as well as a lot of the things that are happening with children these days that are suffering with learning and emotional issues. Inflammatory issues. So that number is rising in terms of the recommendations by our national and international, I'd say the folks that are most involved with health and nutrition. So it's looking like 1,000 milligrams EPA plus DHA. So in terms of brands, I would go obviously with brands, especially when you're pregnant, breastfeeding, or, you know, you're responsible for a young life and your own. I would go with companies that are very, very transparent. So you want to understand very clearly their manufacturing processes.
Where they remove the toxins.
Exactly. You want to understand if there are chemicals used during that manufacturing process, if there are excessive amounts of heat used during those processes. You want to understand and you want to see very clearly the batch that you are taking. If you are taking a DHA supplement, there should be an expiration date and there should be a batch number or a lot number on that package. And you should be able to, at least if you write directly to the company, get a full analysis of the toxic analysis or the toxicology report. You should be able to see that information for that particular batch. And we're in a good place, I'd say, in our industry right now, because that's what companies are actually giving that information out. The companies that I know for sure that are doing that are Menami Nutrition, Nordic Naturals, and Ascenta Health, and those are the three that I know off the top of my head that are publishing their results online. Now, Menami is the company that I'm currently associated with, and just, you know, our specialty is high concentration products, which enable people to take one capsule a day, which is highly convenient. So the DHA from Menami would give a pregnant woman 465 milligrams a day in a fairly small capsule. So that's going to be very beneficial.
And the name of the supplement again?
It's called Menami Nutrition, and the product is called More DHA.
More DHA. Excellent, excellent. We also talked about behavior, and we're really at the just about the end of this session. Just put in a plug for development, learning, and behavior.
Well, again, building blocks that DHA must be in place for a child to develop properly. So that's the central nervous system and the visual acuity. And we know that the central nervous system and the visual or ocular system are really, again, linked with behavioral and learning issues, ADHD, attention issues, hyperactive, impulsive behavior, dyslexia, okay, so difficulties with reading and writing. Those are very, very widespread and very common these days. And interestingly enough, a lot of research has been done, and the most pronounced research on children aged 5 or 6 and up, so school-age children, has been on EPA. And a lot of people associate DHA with benefits in these areas. Well, DHA should have been laid down already, right? But what we see now is school-age children who are responding quite well to high levels of EPA.
Well, that is a good final plug for the importance of omega-3s in behavior and development. Thank you so much, Kristen, for being on the show.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a healthy and breathtaking day. Thank you.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
Join us next Sunday, June 12th. We'll be talking with Mike Isabella. Ooh. He is Open Up Graffiato, and we've been waiting for it. And cookbook author Patricia Wells, she's calling in from Paris. She's going to tell us all about her new book about salads.
Plus, folks from the Bethesda Central Farm Market will be in. That's Foodie and the Beast next Sunday and every Sunday live right here on 1500 and 820 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Photos of Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords have been posted on her Facebook page. CNN's Matt Cherry reports these are the first pictures of Giffords since she was shot in the head in a January assassination attempt.
Both photos show Giffords smiling and wearing glasses. The most notable difference in her appearance, her hair, it's cut short and darker in color. The pictures were taken May 17th at the rehab center in Houston where she's being treated. Giffords' staff asked photographer P.K. Weiss to do the honors, since he's known her for over a decade.
Breaking news this hour, CNN has obtained a statement on behalf of the 17-year-old student with ties to the Wiener scandal. The statement says the girl never received